15 Shiva Avi Pesachim continued.
All this, in other words, so he allowed the curiosity of the Phoenicians, and the number of questions came up by the Phoenicians, according to these days. So then he says, Omri Rabbi, potaton mileima manishtam. Manishtam. Now, what does the Rashbam say? But the Adam Lima Manishtano, the time to come home to Shelley, you must feel that Manishtano, the Hibish Shalom, Manishtano, it's Rinkin Lima Manishtano. Elo, the Hoshiba Dwar, you should have back to be with Rai on the easy for that Roman Malo. On the easy for that Roman Malo. So, in other words, so from the Rashbam, it's mashma that when Abaye said to Rabbi, Adayu Tachmino Natukum Sakre, Tachemi Kamon. So, in other words, why do you do that? Why are you in the Shulchan? We have it every day. So, you're in the Shulchan after we finished eating, but we haven't even started eating. And you are very Ikea. You are very Ikea the Shulchan. So he says, Vichim Sheshoalon, Manishtano. Eilon Tzvichaleima, Manishtano. But where did he ask Manishtano? He didn't ask Manishtano. He only said, Adai Mitachmino, Atukum Akratachem Kamon. The answer is, Manishtano doesn't mean Dafke Manishtano. There is no mystical significance in those words. In other words, a question is raised. Why is it done that way? Why do you act that way differently than any other day? So, Mimele, Eimon Tzrichalina Manishtano, Elo Lohoshi Valvo, Livishtabadu Bimitzrayim, on the easy call at Rogamalo. So in other words, so Rabbi answered, it's not mentioned, that the reason as to why we do all these things, is because we Shabbat with Mitzrayim. Now, the Gemara says that we have to make a shulchan. We have to be mitabel shnei pomim in order to allow us to be yasid in the tinnit. The tinnit should ask. Now, so what should be done? In the tinnit, after all, we do it in order to allow us to be yasid in the tinnit. The tinnit should ask. So when the tinnit does ask, I don't know whether normally, I mean, Tinnikis today, do they ask this question, why we are in Shulchan? I mean, why we are Mechalik Lies Vegezin? Why we are Mezik Kisheni before the Suda? So, but all these things is in order that Tinnik should ask. In other words, Kana Ben Shema Sodim from the Mishneh, the next Mishneh. Kan, Bimzikas Kisheni, Ben Shema Sodim, Imu Chochom, Mamishtan Achshof Shemizim Kisheni Kinachim. So I don't know whether today the Tinnikis says ask that question. But suppose the Tinnikis do ask that question. So what's the answer? What should we give him? The Gemara doesn't discuss. All that, the Gemara only tells us that we have to do all that in order to allow the Tinnikis. In order that the Tinnik should ask. And when the Tinnik does ask, so what do we tell him? What kind of an answer do we tell him? It's none of your business. Or we tell him, well, we do it in order that he should ask. Well, that kind of an answer will not satisfy the teenage. So what do we tell him? So the Mogavrom, says, we see the Tov Hayim Gimel. And that's in line with what the Rashbam says here. So he says, Vyoz Yitzave, in Simen Tov Hayim Gimel, at the end of Sivov, Vyoz Yitzave lo Siloma la Shulchon, that's a Tiyoz HaShulchon, ולעמיך מסייפה שלחון, תהיו כבר אוכלו, כדי שיהיו את מלכת ומשאלו. And then, מייסקי, and again, חובזי, מי יתלך לה, מייסקי מיד כשני, כדי שישאלו את מלכת שלמה שייסים כשני כנסו. So two things that he mentions here in this scene, that why that we do in order that the Tinnit should ask. So now, but what do we tell them? What do we tell them? So the Magavram says, V'yeim olahem, Shem rashoyim le'echeil achi yisapir v'mitzias mitzrayim, V'lochei en litein shumatzo ala shulchon ad achar asim. In other words, so the answer that is to be given to the teenage is all this is done because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we are not allowed to do anything until we engage in Yitzias Mitzrayim. So because of that, now, so when the teenage asks, how is it you already drank, you finished already drinking the course of Kiddush, alright? Then the Tinnik understands, because the course of Kiddush is always before the Suda. But now you are making a second course. We haven't started eating yet. When is a second course? When can a second course be drunk? That is already after we start eating. So in the Suda, normally we drink a course. But now, we are already through the course of Kiddush. Why are we making a second course? So the answer that is given to the question of the teenage, why are we making a shulchan? We haven't started eating yet. And why are we making a second course? So the answer is, the reason as to why we do it is for the purpose of that the teenage should ask. But we can't give that answer. That would be unwise to give that answer. We do it in order you should ask. Then you won't accomplish anything. So, because then they'll say that his old man is speaking at him. So what is the answer? So what is the answer that has to be given? We do that, we are eager to shulchan, because no one should dare start eating. Because if the curry is on the table, all the food is on the table, then one of the children might start eating, and you're not supposed to eat until we finished reciting part of the Agoda, at least a substantial part of the Agoda. That's the reason as to why we are Reka the Shulchan. We move away, we remove the food from the table. And that's the reason as to why we are making a course, because we can start eating now. First we have to recite a substantial part of the Agoda. Mimele, since we have to recite a substantial part of the Agoda, so it has to be recited, and of course, that's the reason as to why we are amazing because. Now, so all of these answers are good answers in connection with the question of the teenage, why are we at Shulchan? And in connection with the question of the teenage, why are we amazing? Right now, the Kosheini. But how about when the teenage asks, why are we mad because they call me? So what's their answer? So this is what the Rashbam says. When we tzrichu l'maman ishtano, el hoshif al dvor, lifi shen ishtabadnu b'mitzchayim on eisim kol advor malim. Oh. In other words, because of the shivut mitzrayim and yitzias mitzrayim, so the mele there are many mitzvahs and we are mechuyach to b'misapir b'yitzias mitzrayim, so because of that, in connection with Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, we do many special things. Say that right. This is the answer that has to be given to the teenager. And if the question is raised by an adult, and a very intelligent adult, now here Rabbi was certainly a very intelligent adult, so also the same answer. The same answer has to be given. In general, I mean, in Pesach night, we treat everyone equally. I mean, the youngest child who is not today, I mean, immediately smelling, and the biggest Talmid Chochem are treated equally. We'll see. Alright. Now, we'll discuss the meaning of Manishtano when we reach the Mishnah, because that really has to do with the Mishnah. Alright. Now, Omar Shmuel. Omar Shmuel. Lechem Eli. Lechem Sheini no Dvo. Now, Rashi doesn't say, Rashbam doesn't say anything. But I mentioned before, I mean, she's here and public share, I think. I mean, because Rashi Daf Lam Ches. Lamedwo. And he says, Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheini no Dvo Narbe. So Rashi says, "Shedivim all of us a halel, veimim all of our God." That's what Rashi says. Now, so the question of Rashi is, why do we have to resort to the pasuk of Lechem Eini? That's implicit in the mitzvah of Igalut Revincha. Now, there, Abin Hananel here. Has another pshat. Lechem Eini, Lechem Sheinu Lotzoi, Pirish Eimi Ol Vagod. Matzuzu Shonoi. Matzuzu Shonoi. Now, because everybody raises the question, all the Achreinim raise the question, and you even find it in some Vishayim in the Avudra, and you, in the Kolpa, you also find this question. So, why do we have to resort to a special mitzvah of the Gartu Levincho, Zochach Halim Azashu, Yisos Mitzrayim? There is a mitzvah of Schirr, it says Mitzrayim every day. Mantiskas, it says Mitzrayim, Kol Michayachom, 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 Kol Michayachom. So my father said, no, this is what the Rambam means. The Rambam wants to answer this question that is raised by all the Achim. Because every day it's a mitzvah only to remember, to make reference to Yitzchak Mitzrayim, that's all. You don't have to mention it to discuss it in detail. Masha'inke, Pesach night, you have to discuss Yitzchak Mitzrayim in detail, not just to mention it in a general way, but to discuss it in detail. Now, what it means in detail? So, someone who is able to say more, so is mechuyev to say more. Someone who is a kvad loshen and he cannot say more, so he says less. So it's kibitzach es l'shin amsa. V'chol mi sheyesi v'mayna v'yarech advorim v'agdo as ma sheosor na Hashem u'ma sheosor ha'mitzki v'yobo v'chomos v'yirukak Hashem v'osim u'mer u'lehi v'slev v'yisala o'kotei v'yisla v'yisala o'kotei v'yimolonu v'yiyis o'kei v'so k'lamar v'ariz v'shim u'kmishom v'chlamar v'za v'zivsar v'shim והכושר שבו על הציבה הזה הוא אומר דאגל מוכה עם ההוא הוא בא הגיר שדאגל מוכה יוכל מהיש חידש תלמיים הבאים ההוא איבא עם ההוא יוכל מגיעים תלמיים הבא בזה אבל זה לא ימד משהו ששמע עצמו לא תודה תלמיים המתחלס עליי לא אתה מסע שחל לזה גם בבק ספלי דיס הלוכה משהו שנשמע עצמו לא נוכל תודה ודחיוב of ציאס מצרים starts only מתחלס עליי how could there be something I thought mitzvah can be fulfilled before Lailo, so it's not Pesach. So, this is what we say in Nagode. Yochan B'yei, Talim Abavuzeh, Abavuzeh Lomar, Tim Shosh Yishmat Zubom. So again, I heard from my father, what's the pshat? Because there is a din of mitzvah lehesi, there is a din that you can be taken in Mitzvah Mechel HaKedosh. So, Rav Tzol Yishol Shabbos, Dar of Shabbos. So in every Yom Teh, so you can start Shabbos early, you can be Kiddush, and be Mikabeh, Shabbos early, after, as long as it's after Pagam Minchah. So there hadn't been a special halacha of Ba'avuzeh, so I would say that Pesach night too, you can fulfill the mitzvah. You can start Avodah even b'dayim, but you will be mikabel el teisus yonte. So that's the aloche of Avuzeru Yamarti, elu b'shoshi yishmatzum lo amelachum panachom, mitchilas alayla ata misapia. So that applies to all the mitzvahs of Pesach night, to matzah, to morah, to sefer yitzes mitzrayim. So according to the Rambam, the pshat in the mechute of Avuzeru Yamarti yishmatzum lo amelachum panachom is not that Agodas, the tzipo yitzias mitzrayim, is contingent upon matzah. No. Even if you don't have matzah, let's say the number of Jews in Russia who don't have matzah, but they are still mechuyev to say that God. Now, this is the Rambam Pshat, but Rambam Chanan. He explains how the Gemara, lechem eini, lechem sheini, no lo dvor harbe, even na. So he, I mean, so he explains it eini olo hagode, not like Rashi. Rashi explains it lechem eini, sheini olo hagod, but Rambam Chanan explains lechem eini shematus ushan eichu. Apparently, Rabbi Hananel doesn't want to explain it like Rashi. Why doesn't he want to explain it like Rashi? Because Rabbi Hananel agrees with the Rambam. Because Rabbi Hananel, the Rambam shita is that the pshat b'avuzel amatim shoshi yishmatzu b'orun v'necho lechem v'necho is not the tzipa yitzias Mitzrayim is contingent upon that. Even if only the pshat in b'avuzel amatim shoshi yishmatzu b'orun v'necho according to the Rambam means that the mitzvah of Sefer Yitzrayim begins only by Lailo. It cannot begin before it's Lailo because of an account of Misifi Mechilakech. So Mimele, you cannot explain like Rashi. So Mimele, he explains it. Why? So then the question arises, why do we have to resort to his special acts as a possible Lachemeli? That if there is a mitzvah of Agode regardless of Mat. So Rashi would have to say, Rashi agrees with Rav Sadia Goyen and the Bahat, who do not even mention the mitzvah of Igalut Olam Vincho, of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim in a mitzvah. Why not? So the answer is, because they hold that Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is an incident, is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Mat. And that's the pshat in Lechem Eini, Sheim Erol of Agode. In other words, this is a concomitant of the Agode. Agode, Pesach, Bisman Bisam Mikdosh. But it's not a mitzvah with Ne'atzmo. That's the reason as to why the Halacha Zeiros and Rav Sadia Goyen do not mention it in the Min HaMitzvos. And according to the Halacha Zeiros and Rav Sadia Goyen, in the Chaname, those Jews in Russia who have no matzah and they cannot eat matzah, they are not mechuyev to say the Agode. Say Agode. So that's the reason as to why you have to resort to a special posik of Lechem Eini to be advised that even though there is a posik of Igalut Olam Vincho, there is a posik of Zeh Zoch Hashem Azeh Shitzos Mitzrayim, but all these are concomitant of Matzah, and it only in conjunction with Achilas Matzah it can be fulfilled. And when there is no fulfillment of Achilas Matzah, there is no fulfillment of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Rabbi Hanane, Rabbi Hananel, he holds like a Rambam that Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah, which is mentioned in the Igalut Olam Vincho in the pasuk of Zoch Hashem Azeh Shitzos Mitzrayim. So the question arose, why do we have to resort to a special aloche of Lechem Shel Dvoron Harbe? So Rabbi Hananel says, Lechem Shel Dvoron Harbe implies that the Achilas Matzah has to be coupled with the declaration as to the rationale of Achilas Matzah. Matzah Zvi Shereich Mashiach. Alright. The Barakhir, Lechem Eini, Onyxi, Maroni Shedauti Bifuse, Afkam Bifuse. Afkam Bifuse. Livorech, so Rashi says, Afkam Bifuse. Livorech Lachel Smat. Ushtei Shleim Esmais, Vishimbir Esamins. We go and show them things. She told the three out stick to the ladies, and the three are my house. Now the Rashbam says the same thing. I've come to Puse, we go to Lachilas Matze, who stay shlim is my sinon, we should my mate, we go and show them things. She told the three out stick to the ladies, who the three are my house. So in other words, on this point there is a machlekes Hashem. The reef in the Rambam Shite is that at Pesach night you have only two matzes, one shlim or one Puse. So Pesach night you don't have two shleimis. But the shita of Rashi and Rashbam and Tetzvah and the Rosh is that Lachameini is an additional halacha. It doesn't negate any halacha that is made every Shabbos and every Yom. It's an additional halacha. But the halacha that you have to have shtei chalas shleimis that is made every Shabbos and every Yom Tov is made Pesach night too. But there's an additional halacha of Pusa. So the melee, according to them, you have to have three matzahs, two shleimis and one Pusa. According to the Rifna Rambam, and the Goyim also agrees in the Rifna Rambam, you have to have only two Pesach night. The Pesach night. A shleimo and the Pusa. Shleimo and the Pusa. Now, so actually there are three sheets. The sheet of the Rifna Rambam is that you have to have two matzahs, a shleimo and the Pusa. So, and that applies according to the Rambam, even if Pesach night is Friday night, is Shabbos. So that is the Zakos of Lachmeini, that it negates the halacha of Shleimis that is made on Shabbos. So even if Pesach happens to be the first day Pesach happens to be on Shabbos, you still use only two matzahs, one Shleim on Pesach. The shita of the Rashi and the Rashbam and Tesis and the Rosh is that it's an additional halacha. But yeah, so you have to have two shleimis and in addition one pruz, and that is obligatory even if it's not a Shabbos. Then there is the shita of the Baal Chazilis and the Yitzchokin guys that it all depends. If the first day Pesach is on a weekday, then you have two matzahs, one shleimo, one pusa. If the first day Pesach is on Shabbos, so then you have to have three matzahs, two shleimes, and one pusa. So we'll discuss this. Right. The another halacha that is implicit, Lachmeini, Madalki Shaloni, who must it finish the Yenke? Avtam Amen, who must it finish the Yenke? So Rashi says, Avtam, who must it finish the Yenke? Now, because he'll have to do everything, so then there'll be a necessary delay in the baking of matzahs. Naturally, a person cannot do two melachas at the same time. So in order to avoid any delay in the baking, in order to expedite the baking of the matzah, so they both have to participate. That's the way an oni does it. Why an oni? Because if, let's say, he's an oshir, so he can have more servants and maids, some melee, so he doesn't have to do it himself. But an oni cannot afford to have servants and maids, some melee, in order to expedite the baking of the matzah, so he and his wife have to be engaged in the baking of matzah. Uh-huh. Otherwise, it will become chometz. Kiddush Tachlis, what does it mean to become chometz? Now, in order to become chometz, then the dough must lie idle for at least a shiur meal. Whatever meal is, according to one shita, the meal is 80 minutes. According to one shita, meal is 22 and a half minutes. According to the Rambam, in Peyush HaMishnah Psochim, and the Rambam mentions that in connection with this. So a meal is 24 minutes. But if the delay is only for a few minutes, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, it doesn't become chometz. So what does he say? The Rashi and the Rashbam says the same thing. Da'ati shaloni hu masek mishtei v'neisim yad mitame ki shemut makasek shiyor yishem yifat matame ki mishin yizdam v'neisim mishtei so he ki mishin yizdam v'neisim mishtei and said esik tano v'zu b'iso afkan hu masek mishtei v'o ki dey shal tachat so what if share first of all it will not become chometz unless it will remain idle for 80 minutes. But if it will remain idle for less than 80 minutes, it will not become chometz. And then something else. If it is for the purpose of preventing chimutz, so what does it do with Lachameini? Lachemeini is exeras akosuf in the matzah that is baked for Pesach night. The matzah with which Yamitai the mitzvah of Berach Techo matzah is. But if it is essential for the preventing of chometz, of chimut, then it's for all matzahs of all Pesach. There's nothing to do with Lachemeini. There's no aloch of Lachemeini in the whole Pesach. Now, so because of that, the Rosh has another pshat. We'll soon see what the Rosh pshat is. Now, but the two will mention it. Now, but what's the pshat in Rashi and Rashbam? The Amidah Rishim will explain that way. So the answer is this. True, that when does it become chometz and nisot, if it is left idle shiur meal? Shiur meal is the whole apochets, 80 minutes. Then it doesn't become chometz. But actually, according to science, I mean, there's the mitzies, and the halacha never negates, I mean, the mitzies, the scientific facts. So chimutz is not something, fermentation. What is chimutz? Fermentation. Fermentation is a gradual process. And the chimutz begins immediately, the chimutz. Even if you don't leave it idle for 80 minutes, there is chimutz. So what's the pshat? That only if it's left shiur meal. So al pidin, chimutz represents a certain degree of fermentation. Which degree of fermentation? There is more, there could be more fermentation and less fermentation. So which degree of fermentation? So that degree of fermentation that is represented by a dough that is left idle shiur meal. But actually there is the chimutz begins even before it begins immediately. Because of that, there is a loch in Shulchan Aruch that lechatchile you are not allowed to let the door lie idle just like that when there is no absolute necessity. So you're not allowed lechatchile to let the door lie idle even for 1 minute lechatchile. But the Eved, if you left it idle for less than shiur meal, it doesn't become chometz, so it's mutar. But lechatchile, we're not allowed to let it lie idle. So it's not because if we allow it to idle for a few minutes, or maybe you'll forget and you'll leave it idle for 8 minutes. It's not because of the day. No, because the chimutz, the actual chimutz, the chemical fermentation begins immediately. But al pidin, it's only chometz when it reaches a certain degree of fermentation. That degree. That degree that is represented by a door that has been idle for 80 minutes. For 80 minutes. So mimele the Eved it's muter, but lechatchile it's osa. So lechatchile it's osa, in other words, if there is no absolute necessity. But suppose, let's say, he's a poor man and he doesn't have any servants, he doesn't have any maids, and because of that, when he bakes the matzah, not for the night of Pesach, but for the other days of Pesach. So there has to be a delay of 2 minutes. There has to be, because he has to mix and then he has to put it in the oven and maybe, let's say, true, he prepared the oven before, but it cooled off already, so he has to throw in another log of wood. So maybe there is a delay, an extra delay necessary. Like, then he will not be able to issa lechatchile of letting the door idle. Where is there an issa lechatchile to leave the door idle when it's not necessary, but when it's necessary for the baking, because the oven cooled off a little bit in the course of his mixing, so then he has to put in another log of wood and fire in the fire of the oven. Then it's not issa lechatchile. So it's only osa when it's not necessary to have a delay. So that's the special halacha, according to Rashi and Rashbam, in regard to matzah mitzvah, that he has to take all the necessary measures, so that in the baking of the matzah mitzvah there won't be any delay, not even necessary. So he has to take. So that's the special halacha in matzah mitzvah, but in all other matzahs, so he only has to make sure that it shouldn't become chometz. And of course, lechatchile, he's not allowed to let it lie idle just like that, I mean, when it's not necessary. But if it is necessary in order to bake the matzah, then he's allowed lechatchile to do it. If it's necessary to stop, leave the dough that was already mixed and need it. So to need it, let it stay on the table idle for 3 minutes in order to make the oven a little hotter. So that is allowed lechatchila. But in regard to matzah mitzvah, there is a special halacha that he has to take all the necessary measures, all the necessary measures that the, to that so that no delay will be taken. So that's the halacha. Ma darkin shalomi hu masi b'sheife akar name hu masi b'sheife. Now the Rosh Hegradam Shah. He sees the top sana, the two. So he says, "Uvalemaise the Hasidim, machmirim al atzmon kigenim hamachmirim, v'roshim v'atzmon leiv." So in other words, the gaining were machmir, that the matas mitzvah they did themselves, Elisha. And Dafi. Elisha and Dafi. Ki ahid amrino, madal ki shaloni, hu masik nishtei, lochem mitzvah al kolodon, leishtadil basiyas amatze uvafiyosom. וחילו יומי ידעי להיות ירוש דל ויום השתגלו בהם ואימי דל הסיוסון ומזר יסריסקי בהם ויום סייע והריחוסון. So in other words, so the pshat of the Rosh and the tour in Madar Kishaloni is not like Rashi in the Rashbam to prevent chimutz, any chimutz, but in other words to be involved Madar Kishaloni, so that the husband and only himself participates out of poverty. So he also participates in the baking. He participates. So that's the aloche, it has to be lechemeni. So there is a mitzvah for one to participate in the mixing, in the mixing, the kneading and the baking of the mat. The mixing, the kneading and the baking of the mat. This is the reason as to why most Hasidic rabbeim, so they themselves mix their own matzahs and they themselves bake the matzahs. That's the basis for it. Is the pshat of the Rosh. The pshat of the Rosh in the Gemara of Matar Kishalom. Whether according to the Rosh that's the most proper thing for them to do, I don't know, because when the game did it, so they knew how to mix and they knew how to bake. So it didn't involve any extra delay. But when someone doesn't know how to mix, and he has to be told, and because of that, so there is a considerable delay in the mixing and in the baking, and then he has to be told exactly where to put it, this corner of the oven or that corner of the oven. So I don't think that the king would say that this is a more mitzvah. But if someone is able to do it, he has the expertise in the mixing and in the baking, then there is, according to the Rosh Pshat, there is a mitzvah upon the person to be involved in the baking and the mixing. The baking and the mixing. Alright. Now, the tasteless. Madat is only the pust. נראה בגם המיץ יצורת לבורר על הפרוס וכן משמע בפרק יצא דרוב מקום החטל מיידים עם פסח שמניח פרוסו בשיח השרים וביצע. So there is a machlekes between Ravune and Rav Yechon and Hakim. Does anyone have any more prophets? No, it doesn't. Now, that's what the test of the base, Ikma, a view with name Psisim Ushlei. Psisim means a matzah that is natural. It's natural. Now, according to Tesleh, so the Pshat, the Gemara has reference to the case where the one that is natural is much bigger than the Shom. Omer Avune, Livorech ala psisim u peiter as ashrei. Uveres ashrei. So according to Rabbi Tam, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Tam. According to Rashi, so Ravuna says Livorech ala psisim u peiter as ashrei. So if the psisim and the shleim are of the same size, so then according to Ravuna, he can Livorech ala yishiyotze. This has nothing to do with Pesach. And it's not to do with Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's to do it every day. When you make a bracha, Birkas Hameitzi. I'm a plain Thursday. So according to Ravune, so Mivorach L'Apsisim Pegas Hashem. So Rashi explains, Mivorach L'Apsisim Pegas Hashem, if the Psisim, the one that is not Sholem, that is broken or that was shipped off, so is and the Sholem are of the same size, so then according to Ravune, there is no preference dark in the Sholem. But of course there couldn't be a preference dafkin psisim. If the sholim and the posnis are of the same size, why should there be a preference? So then yivorech al yishiyotze. But if the psisim is daily, then according to Ravune there is preference for the psisim. So he has to say the birkas hameitzi and the psisim, because it's of a bigger size. And Rabbi Yechon says al ashrei misamcha. According to Rabbi Tam, so Ravune's reference to the case where the psisi are gdelim on the shleimim are tani, and when Ravune, so according to Rashi, in such a case, according to Ravune, there is preference for psisi. According to Rabbi Tam, so in such a case where the psisi are gdelim and the shleimim are tani, so according to Ravune, he can do whatever he wants. He can be mivorech. He can be mivorech on the psisim that are daily, or on the ktamim that are shleim, on the shleim that are ktam. And Rabbi Yechanan says, shleim a mitzvah amuch. Shleim a mitzvah amuch. So then the Gemara says, Omer Rav, okay, hakol meini, bi Pesach, shemanich in fuso b'sich shleim o b'tzeya, my time e lechem e mis. So by Pesach, so he puts the prusa, the matzah prusa, beneath the matzah shleimo, and he's mivorech because of Bahrain. So now there are several shittos on the shleimo. Now the halacha is that you have to use a matzah prusa Pesach night because of Bahrain. So you have to eat a matzah prusa. Now the question arises. On which matzah does it say which broch? There are two broches, a mitzvah lechem in the oretz, and the broch achilas matzah. So there is one shite, that's the shite of the Rosh, that the birkas hameitzi, he says, on the matzah shleim, and the birkas al achilas matzah, the birkas hameitzi, al achilas matzah, that he says al the matzah pusim. Then there is the shita of the says that both brachas, the birkas hameitzi, and the birkas al achilas matzah are recited over the pusim. Then the two mentions a shita of yeshemri, just the reverse of the shita sosh, that whereas the Rosh is that the Meitzi is on the Shleimo and the Achilas Matzo is on the Prusos, Yishemri, the two say the opposite, that the Meitzi is on the Pruso and the Achilas Matzo is on the Shleimo. Now that's a very strange thing. Now let's see what Teisa Shita is. That both Brochas have to be recited. Both Brochas have to be recited. I'm the Prusa. Mata ha kesheroni the Prusa. Niren gam ameitzi tzorch livorer ala Prusa. Vichei mashma vifergit livorim dikoma hakomeidi miyem pesa shemaliyah Prusa visich ashroi meisu bitzea. Perei shafiu mandor avorech ashroi mo. Kova shono upei teres apsisim meidel yem pesa livorech ashroi אל רב פיסו, משמעת הכישלוני, הוא מניח למשיחה שלמה, כי הוא ראי, זאת אומרת, זה פוץ, זה פרוסו בנידה שלמה. finishing in Yira, she bought a Shleim. So in other words, and the Shleim order is only symbolic Ptia. Ptia means breaking it, cutting it. That's what Ptia means. So on the Shleim order has to be only a symbolic Ptia. But on which is to be realized an actual Ptia, and which matter you break off, and which matter you break off, so that's the Shleim. So that's sufficient. But where does it, in which matter does it make the actual breaking? That's in the first. Because the Gemara says, Hakamayim. What do you mean Hakamayim? Everybody. Everybody. But all these Amoraim, they are chilik, they discuss kolashon. And kolashon, there is only one broche, amitzelachem le'oretz. So when he said liyem Pesach, so it's mistaber that when he says liyem Pesach, so it also means, even in connection with the birkas amitzi, that is the broche that is nei kolashon. Of course, it's after ayibur. Umashmar la'beitzi kolachman, mikom abos broche. Omar Afriye or Rababe, Omar Afriye Barabo Barababe, Shabos Chayiku Siyal Shneki Kores, Shenema Liktu Lahamish, Vika Mitzel Afriye Barabe Firiko Kismo. So why does it mention there? Ero Roche Maize Oso Macha Pesach, Leima Shetzor Lichshom, Matze Shlishis, Mishim Lechem Mishne, Vichayiku Siyal Shneki Kores, Vim Mishabe Biliyot. Yeah, so that words of Jesus mentions an additional point. Two separate points that Jesus mentions. One point is that both the broche of Amitzelach Menorot and the broche of Achilas Matzo have to be recited of the Pusuk. And then another point that he mentions, that that's in line with the Shita of Rashi and the Rashbam, in connection with the Machlikes, the Shem, whether you have a Pusuk in addition to Tushleimis, or not in addition to Tushleimis. So Teisa Shita is that it's in addition to the Shleimis. And Teisa mentions Raya because the Gemara there mentions this aloha of Shtei Kikoris, and what does Kikoris imply? In other words, Shleimis. So it mentions that aloha immediately after. I would say of Shtei Kikoris, Baby Shamio. So that's why it mentions in order to tell us that on Pesach night there is also aloche of Shtei Kikor Shlemis, but there is aloche of Puso. The answer is, it's a short time Shleim. You have two Matzah Shlemis, and then you have one Matzah Puso. You lachol omer Mishim Uzrafti. Bechim Pascha, all the tzor, you see how Shlemis Kikor Yomtev. But Rav Alfesh doesn't agree with this point of Tezis. Tezis only mentions Rav Alfesh that there is aloche of Lechem Mishneh, and Yom Tov too, not only on Shabbos. Because we could argue the whole reason as to why we have to have Lechem Mishneh is because of the man. So it's mentioned in the Torah that on Friday a double portion of the man came down. But maybe Yom Tov, so Erev Yom Tov, no double portion came down. So there wouldn't be any chiyuv of Lechem Mishneh. So he mentions that Rav Alfesh, that the chiyuv of Lechem Mishneh applies equally to Yom Tov and Shabbos. So on that point, Teisves agrees with Rav Alfesh, but Teisves doesn't agree completely with Rav Alfesh. According to Rav Alfesh, Olechem Eini negates a din of Tushleimis, Pesach night. And according to Teisves, Olechem Eini, the Gezakos Olechem Eini, does not negate. Alright. Vatam, Chibos Rav Alfesh, Tzomzi Hashem, Vatam, Vivizori Olechem Ish, Yeri Baal Yom Tei, because Shom Mispalim Vaki Gidashto Berachti Yuba Yom, Vigidashte Mikol Azman, Vyomar Bimon Bochei, Bimon Kiche, Mashma Yom Tei for Yom Heri, because what did he do? Berachti Yuba Yom, and what did he do? Vigidash Mikol Azman, in other words, that it has a bigger to shake up as the Yom, that's Mikol Azman. And what does it mean, Mikol Azman? What is Mikidashte? So that means that on Yom Tov it was here, there on Yom Tov no two double portions came down. So it's a kasha, but aloha is that the aloha of the Mishnah applies equally to Shabbos alone. V'cheinu yodini garab v'nachem alvoni v'rab v'yam v'rab v'yontev shemivorchim hakel al hakvus hakel al hakvus. And this verse in Brochez, the Prometheus, mentioned that in the name of Nachem alvoni that he has to say both Brochez and the Prus. Both Brochez and the Prus. So that's this issue here. And that's the Rosh Hashanah is only Achilas Matzo is on the Prusom. But Hamitzelach Minor is on the Shoyim. Achrio Yom Yivorech Hamitzel Hashem Vihoder Achilas Matzo on the Prusom. So the Mitzi is on the Shoyim. The Mitzi is on the Shoyim. So we have three shittes.
Just the reverse. But Ashleim Lachir Asmat, so just the reverse of what the Rosh says. Likach, Horitze, what's in Yishneyem? Yachishneyem Biyodei, Vivorech Hameitzi, Valachir Asmat, so Miyad Zeh Achaze, Viyah, Vahakach, Yivtza Mishneyem Yachar Yehubisim. So they are three sheets. Now, so the sheet of the Rosh the shita of the Rosh, that he has to be mivorech hamitzi amishleim and achilas matzah on the puso, so that we understand very well. That's not difficult at all, because the puso is the aloche pesach, so it's a special aloche mat, so it's a kiyum, so the aloche of lachemayim. Ma'on shedati b'puso, come b'puso, according to the Rosh, is he concomitant or in the mitzvah of the erev tichul matzos. So in Meile, now the mitzvah, the brocha lachilas matzos, that is recited on the mitzvah of the erev tichul matzos. So because of that, the Rosh says that he has to be mivorech lachilas matzos, which is a birkas hamitzvah. The mitzvah of the erev tichul matzos, and b'puso of lachemayim is he concomitant. You know, there in the mitzvah of the mitzvah there of the matzah, so the Meila has to recite al achilas matzah on the puso. But hamitzah lechem in oretz is a broche that is recited every yontef, not only every yontef, recites every time you eat, but on yontef and on Shabbos every Friday night, every yontef night. So you have to be b'tzeiyah and chalitz al lechem and shteki koretz. And there is the aloche, so you have to say the mitzvah when you make mitzvah in Oretz Friday night and two chalas. So can you say the birkas hamitzi and two have chalas? No, because there is aloche of lachemishne. So it's not only aloche of lachemishne that you have to put two kikor shleimis on the table. The aloche of lachemishne is that you have to be bitzeya and two shleimis. You have to be bitzeya and two shleimis. What does it mean? So, what does it mean, b'tzeya? So, b'tzeya means, alright, in a chaname. B'tzeya means the actual cut. That's also aloche. You have to cut. True, we passing. I mean, there is a shita sabshani. That when you amivore chamitzi and two kikorish limis, you have to cut both chales, not just one chale. But we are not knowing that. So, we cut just one chale. But al pidin, it's considered. When, let's say, you have the two chalas and you hold both chalas and then you cut one chalas, so it's considered as if you are b'tzei on both chalas. So I mean, just as Tetzvah says here, umanicho b'tzei hashleimo kemi she'inira shebotzal hashleimo, even though the actual breaking is on the puso. So in the shleimo there is a symbolic tzia, but I believe it's considered b'tzeya. So, b'meile, every Friday night or every Yom Tov night, so when you say you're mivorech the birkas hameitzi, so you're mivorech the meitzi and shleimis, that's the aloche. Because of the aloche of the chemishin of two shleimis. So, b'meile, Pesach night, two, according to the Rosh, meitzi lechem in oretz. You have to say even without the mitzvah of Berg of Tichlo Matzis, you would have to say Hamitzvah Lechem Oretz. Because of the mitzvah of Vidin, because I pass every yontef. So why is Pesach night go out in every yontef? Even if there hadn't been a mitzvah of Berg of Tichlo Matzis. But there is an additional mitzvah. But in so far, so in regard to Achilas Matzah, that's peculiar to Pesach night, because of the mitzvah of Berg of Tichlo Matzis, and Puso Lechemein is a concomitant of the mitzvah of the matzis, so you have to mivorech on the puso. But a mitzvah of noretz is a din in every Shabbos, and every Shabbos every Yom Tov night, you have to be mivorech on the shleimo. So here too, you are mivorech. Mivorech on the shleimo. Mivorech on the shleimo. Mivorech on the shleimo. Then, the shita of tesis, that now, the shita of tesis has to be explained, and especially, in other words, that both brachas have to be recited over the puso. Both brachas have to be recited over the puso. Has to be explained, but it's not so difficult to understand. Because you could say that inasmuch as there is a mitzvah of eating the kazayis matzah of the puso because of lachemini, so mimele, you have to be b'tzeya and the puso too. So you have to be b'tzeya. But what is very strange, but it still requires an explanation, but it's not difficult to understand. But what is very strange is the sheet of the Yeshayim. The Yeshayim say just the reverse. The Yeshayim say that the Hamitz Lechem Noretz is recited on the Pusa, and Alachilas Matzo is recited, Achilas Matzo is recited over the Shleimo. Now the Shleimo is there because of the Aloche of every Yehudi. So why should Achilas Matzo be recited Davke on the Shleimo? And Amitza Lachem Noret has to be recited Davke on the Pusa. But Amitza Lachem Noret is made every Yehudi. So why should the Aloche of Lachemeini relate to something that is Neigabi? I mean, what's the Svara of the issue? Now, we find the Aloche of Lachemeini in a number of instances. For example, of course, we find Lachemeini in regard to other Aloches that have nothing to do with Matz. It also has to do with matzah, but it has nothing to do with the achilas. So we have aloha v'lachemeini lachem shinu v'lachem harbe. We have aloha v'lachemeini afkan amuhu masik v'sheifes. So that relates to the manner of the mixing and the baking. And we find lachemeini, and the idea of lachemeini ma on davu mitpuso afkan mitpuso. So this aloha v'lachemeini relates to the ma'isa achil. To the Ma'isachir. But we also find Aloha Vachemeini that if a matzah was nilesh, b'yayim, b'cholo, b'shemen, b'dvash, so he's not becoming the mitzvah of matzah. He's not becoming the mitzvah of matzah. That's Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. Matzah Ashir. In other words, if the matzah is a matzah Ashir, or if it was nilesh b'meteres instead of mayim, so he's not becoming the mitzvah of matzah. That's also because of Vachemeini. That's also because of Lachemeini. So, now the Shita Rambam means that when the Gemara says Matzah Ashir, so it's not Lachemeini, it's not even Matzah. So it only has reference to certain types of meperes, like yayin, shemen, dvash, cholov, but other meperes, so you can mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. That is Rishim Achim. So the Rambam says, if you're involved in the Chas Matzah, Alochem, Hei, Matzah Shalosh of Meperes, Yitzim Yitzvah of Meperes, Avo, Dvosh, Yitzvah, Yayin, Shemen, Oy, Cholov, Yishvah, Lachemim, Kmo Yishvah, Yayin, Vinvosh, Yochal, Lo, Yotzvah, Yitzvah, 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 So this halacha of Lachemeini relates to the heftzer of the matzah. You see, the other, let's say, there are many halachas of Lachemeini. There is one halacha of Lachemeini that relates to the dvorim har. So, to the hagodah, to the matzah zushoreich. There is another halacha of Lachemeini that relates to the manner in which it is mixed and baked. And then there is another halacha of Lachemeini b'pusha. So it relates to the Ma'isa Achille. But then, of Matzah Shiro, that relates to the Heftze of Matzah. What kind of a Heftze? If it is Nilesh B'mayim. So then, you can, so it is a Heftze with which you can kind of say, if it is Nilesh B'mipera, is the Ayin, Shemen, Vash, Becholo, so it's not a Heftze of Mitzvah that you can be kind of Mitzvah. Now, the Maral Mipor mentions a big Chiddush. He says, that if someone only has a matzah ashir, so he says, so he should eat it anyway and make the brocha l'achilas matzah on it. Why? But matzah ashir is not yetzi. He's not yetzi. So he says, there are two mitzvahs, two separate mitzvahs. There is one mitzvah of be'er avtech l'matzis. So the mitzvah of be'er avtech l'matzis, you can be mikayim with the matzah ashir. Even with the matzah that was nilesh in yayin, not in mine. But then there is another mitzvah, lachemeini, Pesach night. So at the mitzvah of Lachemeini, you cannot be mikayim with the matzashia. So the melee, if someone, but of course, if he can eat, the proper thing is to be mikayim both mitzvahs with the same matzah. But if somebody does not have any matzah that was near Shemayim, but he only has a matzah that was nearly Shemayim Peretz, a matzah Shemayim, so then the Baal Prok says, so you have to eat it, and even say the bracha l'achilas matzah, because the mitzvah of Be'erev Tichlo Matzah is he'll be mikayim full. Kind of. So we see that according to this big chiddush, we see that according to Maral Miprok, so it's two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is of achilas of Be'erev Tichlo Matzah, and the other mitzvah is a mitzvah of lachemet. Now, the yeshayim sounds very strange. The yeshayim. Now, the yeshayim say that the broche of a mitzvah lachem nohoret has to be recited on the Prusadav. And the Broch of Achilas Matzo has to be recited on the Shleim. Why is that? Now, so we see that Yeshayim and the two agree with the Maral Miprok's Yisod. That doesn't mean they have to agree with everything the Maral Miprok says. It might be, you see, because we have different kinds of halachas of Lachemeini. There could be a distinction between the Lachemeini of Pruso that is manifested by the halacha of Pruso and the halacha and the Lachemeini that is manifested by the halacha of Matzashim. Because the Lachemeini that is manifested by the halacha of Pruso doesn't relate to the Heftzer Matz. Is that if a matzah is pruso, if a matzah is pruso, so is it a different heftzah than a matzah shleimo as far as the heftzah of the mitzvah is concerned? It's the same heftzah. So the halacha of pruso relates to the maise, of matzah. I mean, in other words, that he has to eat, and he has to be bitzeya and a matzah pruso, not just eat a matzah pruso. Mashiach in the halacha of matzah ashiro yinatayitze, because of the Lachemeini, that relates to the heft of meat. So we could accept the Maral Miprok's chiddush in regard to Pruso without accepting the Maral Miprok's chiddush in regard to matzah ashiro. But the Maral Miprok mentions his chiddush even in regard to matzah ashiro. So where the Lachemeini is halacha in the heftze, in other words, that a matzah ashiro is not the heftze of mitzvah. You cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of matzah with such a heftze of matzah ashiro. So according to Maral Miprok, so it only implies that you cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of Lachemeini. So it's not a heftze of mitzvah for the mitzvah of Lachemeini, but it is a heftze of mitzvah for the mitzvah of the Erev Tichlo Matzah according to the Maral Miprok. So we don't have to say that the Yeshayim and the Tur agree with that point. It could be, but the Cholapoch, maybe they do, but it's not necessary in order to explain the Yeshayim. But they could agree with the whole Yisod of the Maral Miprok, that there are two separate mitzvahs. So in Mele, if there are two separate mitzvahs, so that means that Lachemeini says nothing about Be'erev Tichlo Matzah. Nothing. According to Maral Miprok, certainly like that. In other words, so in Matzah Ashiro, which is not a heftzah of mitzvah of matzah, so it's not a heftzah of mitzvah of matzah in the mitzvah of Lachemeini, but in the mitzvah of Be'erev Tichlo Matzah, it is a heftzah of mitzvah. So in Mele, the Yeshayim say, true, there is exerasakosov of Lachemeini. Ma'oni da'ki b'pruso, afkan da'ki b'pruso. But this only applies to the mitzvah of Lachemeini. It doesn't apply to the mitzvah of Be'erev Tichlo Matzah. Now the brocha l'achilas matzah is recited not over the mitzvah of Lachemeini. It's recited over the mitzvah of Be'erev Tichlo Matzah. Now Lachemeini says nothing in respect to the mitzvah of Be'erev Tichlo Matzah. So because of that, the Yeshayim say that the bracha l'achilas matzo is recited on the shleim. Is on the shleim. But the bracha of hamitza lechem min ha'aretz, hamitza lechem min ha'aretz, is recited according to the yeshem leim davke over the pruso. Why? Why davke over the pruso? Because they hold that lechem min is a separate mitzvah and there's nothing to do with be'arav tichon matzis. So now there is a mitzvah of eating a kazayis pas every Yom Tov, every Shabbos, and every Yom Tov. Now Pesach is Yom Tov like Shavuos, like Sukkot, like every other Yom Tov. So Mele, or Shvish, so that mitzvah applies to Shvish, the night of Shvish of Pesach holds. Midrash. So Mele, the first night of Pesach, it also applies to the first night of Pesach. So in other words, you are mechuyev to eat matzah for two reasons the first night of Pesach. One is the mitzvah of be'arav tichon matzis, and then you are mechuyev to eat a kazayis matzah because there is a chiyuv incumbent to eat a kazayis pas. What kind of pas can it be Pesach night? It has to be a kazayis of matzah. So lechem eini, the mitzvah of lechem eini of eating, according to Maral Mipok, it's a separate mitzvah of eating a kazayis matzah of lechem eini, a kazayis lechem eini, according to Maral Mipok. So lechem eini is descriptive of the mitzvah of eating kazayis pas Yom Tov. So it's not every Yom Tov, but Pesach night, the first night of Pesach, so the kazayis pas has to be lechem eini. It's descriptive of the mitzvah of eating kazayis pas. So the kazayis pas has to be lechem eini. Lechem eini. So mele, and the bracha of hameitzi is not every Yom Tov. And the kazayis pass. So that's why the Yishimim say that the brocha of the Ameitzi is to be recited on the Pruso, but and the brocha of Achilas Matzo is recited on the Shleim. All right, I mean we finish the discussion.
Sixty Shuner Ripsachim.
We went over last time. We finish the tesis that Kifte Zayin from Madad Shulam Vipusim. So tesis says two things. The tesis says, first of all, tesis mentions that you have to have three matzahs. That the aloche of Madad Shulam Vipusim does not negate the regular aloche of Lachem Mishle of two shleimis, but it's an additional halachim that there has to be pusuk. So maybe he has to have three matzis. Now the sheet of the Rif in the Rambam is that he has to have only two matzis. He has to have only two matzis. Now the shite, so actually there are three shites. The shite of Teisves and the Rashbam and the Rosh is that he has to have three matzis. So madat shomi pusuk is only an additional aloche. It does not negate any aloche that is neik on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And then the shita of the Rif and the Rambam is that only two matzis, because the exosakosuf of madad shon vifuso negates the din of two shleimis. And even if Pesach happens to be on Shabbos, he should have only two matzis, one shleimo and one pruso. And then there is the shita of the Bahag and the Ritz case, that it depends. If it's not on Shabbos, if Pesach is not on Shabbos, then he has to have only two matzahs. But if Pesach is on Shabbos, so then he has to have, then he has to have, he has to have, if Pesach is not on Shabbos, only two matzahs, he's shleim on the puso. And if it's on Shabbos, he has to have three. Now, we have to understand that these three shittas of Shem. Now, the shita of the Rashbam and Rashi and Teisves and the Rosh, that he has to have three, even if it's not on Shabbos. So they hold that the Xosakosuf of Madat is only Prus is only an additional aloha. He doesn't negate any din that is neik on Shabbos Nayonte. So since there is a aloha of lechem mishne with two shleimis every Shabbos and Yom Tov, so mele Pesach night the same aloche applies. But he has to have an additional matzah, a pusa, because of lechemi. Because of lechemi. Now, the shite of the Rif and the Rambam, that even on Shabbos, he has to have only two matzahs. So apparently they hold that that's the pshat in the Rishakos of two. Every Shabbos in Yom Tev, there is a loche of two shleimis. But Pesach night, so the Rishakos of Lechemeini negates the halacha of shleimis. Now, so it only negates the halacha of shleimis, but it doesn't negate the halacha of the Hamishni. In other words, even the Rambam agree that he has to have one shleimo l'chlapoches. Why not? So he has to have one shleimo and one pusa. One shleimo and one pusa. But he can't have just one pusa. Why one shleimo, one pusa? So the Mitziv in his Tshuves, Meshiv Dovo, so he mentions that he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Tzalav Alojener. So he says that when he was eating at Rabbi Tzalav Alojener, so one Shabbos, Rabbi Tzalav did not have shleimis. So he took two pieces of challah. So he asked Rabbi Tzalav, what's the purpose of the two pieces of challah? So Rabbi Tzalav said, there are two separate halachas. There is one halacha of lechem mishne, and there is another halacha of shleimis. So it's true, I don't have shleimis, I cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of shleimis, but the mitzvah of lechem mishne, of double, of two, that I can be mekayim. So I mean, there is no doubt, I mean, that Rabbi Tzalav is right, that there are two separate kiyumim. There are two separate kiyumim. One is a mitzvah of lechem mishne, two chalas. So that kiyum you can have, even if you have two pieces of challah, if you take two pieces of challah, it's still a chamish. And then there is another halacha of shleimis. Now the question is this, the halacha of shleimis, the halacha of lechem mishne, that's because of the Xeras HaKosuf of liktu lechem lechem mishne, because of the man. That's the halacha, I mean, of two. But the halacha of shleimis, is it also deduced from the parasha of man, because liktu lechem mishne. So on Friday, so the Jews had two loaves. So maybe they were shleimis. So because of that, we have to have shleimis. Or as far as the parasha of man is concerned, so it only implies that we have to have lechem mishne, not shleimis. But shleimis, that's not the halacha, has nothing to do with man. Now, the Netziv in Meshiv Dovo says that shleimis has nothing to do with man. Has nothing to do with man. Shleimis, now the Gemara in Broches, Daf Lametes, mentions the halacha of shleimis ligabi broche kol hashana, even be mesachel. So there is an inyan. So there is a machlekes between Ravun and Rav Yechanan. So one says that Mivore Lechalapsi says that is bigger, and one says Alashleimo is mitzvah min amufcho. So what is the reason as to why Kol Hashono, even Meisachil, so he has to be Mivore Lechalashleimo according to Rav Yechanan? Because of Kovet Broch. So Shleimo is Kovet. So it's Kovet Broche. So there it's an inyan of Kovet Broche. So the Tziv says that actually, insofar as the Gzeres HaKosuf of Liktu Lechem Mishne is concerned, so there is no Aloche of Shleimis. There is only Aloche of Lechem Mishne too. But Shleimis he has to be. Why do both Chalas have to be Shleimis? Because of the general principle of Kovet HaBroche. Of Kovet HaBroche. This is what the Netziv says. Now, from the lashon of the Rosh, here it's mashma, that the din of shleimis is also because of liktu lechem mishne. Now the Rosh, now the Tzochim, paragraph Lamed, so he mentions Afkanami Bifuse, the second column at the beginning there, Hilkach, it's Kuf Lamed Gimel Bifuse, Hilkach Bipesach Mivorchen Alachas Upruso, that's the Rivshit, Abu Gishor Yom Teirim, Vatzin Anatar Terif Teshloimese, the Omar Avagor Echaibot Mifzei Al Shteki Korot Vishabes, my time leak to Lechem Mishnitzi, and for Sherabonon, the Yom Teirim Vilna Al Shteki Korot, כמוי בשבס, ויקח יום בשבס, משום לנוח אימון בשבס, אלא הבנוח בערב שבס זוגי זוגי, וביומתי בנאמר לנוחיס, אלא הבנוחיס בערב יומתי, מול הבנוחיס בערב שבס, הילקה בינם ביומתי ומבצע אותה תריף תשלים עשה, כדי בינם בשבס, ויעשי אליכם איני ויקורא לחודה, ויוק מהפרוסה, הילקה בינם למבצע החודה ופלגה, that's the Rivshite. So Hilkach Binon, so he says, now the Rivshite is Vyosa Lachameini Vigora Lechode Vyukme Apus. So the Xerzakosov of Lachameini is Migara. So there is a special aloche that Pesach night you don't have two Shlemis. But so it's only Migara in respect to one. But he says that on Shabbos and Yom Tevim, Mishum Lemnochis Bishabse, the Lemnochis Man Bishabes, Ela Avinochis Be'erev Shabbos, Zuge Zuge, two loaves of man. Uv Yom Tevim Namu Lemnochis, Ela Avinochis Be'erev Yom Tev, Tvun Avinochis Be'erev Shabbos. Hilkar Binam B'Yom Tev Lemivtza Altar Terifte Shleimese, Kedi Boye B'Kem Binam Bishabse. So it's Mashmaf Abdet Loshen, that not only the halacha of lechem mishne of two is based upon man, upon gzeras hakosuv of liktu lechem mishne, but even the halacha of shleimis is based upon gzeras hakosuv of liktu lechem mishne, because when on erev Shabbos, so two loaves of man were dropped for each one, everyone was like it, two loaves. So what kind of loaves of man was everyone like it? Everyone gathered shleimis. So mimele there is a chiyuv of lechem mishne and shleimis. It's true, as Rabbi Tzara said, they are two separate kiyumim, but they are all implicit in the Gzeras HaKosuv of liktu lechem mishne. That's how it's mashma. Not as the Nitziv says, that the Gzeras HaKosuv of liktu lechem mishne only implies lechem mishne. Shleimis is because of the general principle of Kol HaShono, because of Kabel Boche. It's not mashma like that. So it's mashma that according to the Riv, and so the Gzeras HaKosuv of liktu lechem mishne implies two things. First of all, lechem mishne, and then shleimis. There now, that's the Rivshi. And then the Rosh says, "V'loy mira, the ma'ish the Pesach li lechem mishne mishokol ani tevi, shol yiftza al shtei krik shleimim. The hod in Hashin on lechem eini lepuso haneitz lechem sheyeitz beyde achilas matze, avol hameitz pshita dal shleimim bino kishol yom tevi. Teida v'im im lechem eini kim kazayis." Is we so then is mechuyev to eat it b'achino, v'yech leis b'achino, v'yivorach hamitz al matzah pshiro, al matzah shiro, pshita de talmud al v'shlem is b'ino, v'v'v'v'v'adinami v'yish lechemeinu loch lebitchilo, lomu v'yivorach hamitz al ha'shlem. Alright, so the roshite is that the lechemeinu is not migara of the general requirement on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but so it's mashma that Bein according to the Rif and Bein according to the Rosh, they are only chilek whether lechemeini is nigara of the general requirement of Shabbos and Yom Tov, or it only adds, not nigara. But it seems that they both agree that the Gzeras HaKosuv of liktu lechem mishne implies two things. First of all, lechem mishne, because there were two loaves every Jew gathered Erev Shabbos, two loaves of mud, and then also shleimis. Now, so according to the Rosh,
It's not the halacha of lachemini is not nigara. So memele, whatever is required, every Shabbos and Yom Tov is required Pesach night, but there is an additional chiyuv of a matzah puso, and according to the Riv, it's nigara. So it's nigara in respect to the shleimi of one, but it's not nigara in respect to the shleimi of the other. Now, the shite of the halachas neiles and the ritz geis, that if it's not Friday night, then he has to have one matzah shleimo and one matzah puso, two altogether. And but if it's Friday night, so then he has to have three matzahs, two shleimes, and one two shleimes, and one puso. Now we have to understand the shite of the halachas deilis. Now, Monefshach, if the halachas deilis had agreed with the Rif shite that the halacha of lachemini is nigara, so even when it's on Friday night, he shouldn't have to have three matzahs, only two. So we see that the shita of the halachas deilis is that there is, that it's not nigara. In other words, that the halacha of lachemini is only an additional halacha, but it doesn't negate any other halacha that is neik on Shabbos. So because of that, so he says, since according to halachas deilis, lachemini does not negate any other halachas, so if it is Friday night, so we are mechuyev to have two lechem mishneh and shleimeis, so maybe here too you have to have lechem mishneh and shleimeis. Now, there are two separate mitzvahs. That's certainly true. One is a mitzvah of lechem mishneh and one of shleimeis, of one of shleimeis. So apparently the halachas deilis does not agree with the Rif and the Endrash that Gzeiras HaKosuf of Liktu Lechem Mishneh. So implies two things. The Gzeiras HaKosuf, according to halachas deilis, so the Gzeiras HaKosuf of Liktu Lechem Mishneh only implies Lechem Mishneh, not shleimeis. True, there it was shleimeis, the two loaves of man that every Jew gathered were shleimeis, but that doesn't mean that they were mechuyev to have shleimeis just because the two loaves of man were shleimeis. So, Liktu Lechem Mishneh only implies that there's the Lechem Mishneh too, not shleimeis. But why is on Shabbos, is in Mechuyev to have shleimeis, two shleimeis? So, not because of Liktu Lechem Mishneh, but not as the Nitziv says of the general halacha, of Kovet Broche. No, but since we see that there is a halacha mitzat Kovet Broche to have shleimeis, that even on Sunday or on Monday, when a person he has to say a meitzi on a bread, and he has an opportunity to say the meitzi on a puso, and he or on a shleimo, so mitzat kovet brocha is mechuyed to say the brocha on meitzi on the shleimo. So in other words, shleimo involves an inyan of kovet, and b'meisach eil, so there is an inyan of kovet brocha. So by Shabbos, when there is a mitzvah of kibbut, of mikdash Hashem mechubot, in again kibbut, and to be mivorech and mitzea al shleimo involves an inyan of kavet, we see that even b'meisachel, so he has to be mivorech hameitzi al shleimo or adatani puso, so on Shabbos it comes within the mitzvah of kavet Shabbos, just as b'meisachel, shleimo comes within Kovet Broche of Meitzi, so on Shabbos it comes within the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos. And apparently, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Einik and Kibbut that is mentioned in Mishayahu in regard to Shabbos applies also to Yom Tov. But
The Halachas Delis apparently holds that the mitzvah of Einik and Kibbut apply only to Shabbos, not to Yom Tov. There is a slight right for it, because there is a machlekes in Psochim, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Yeshua, whether on Yom Tov it's Chetzel Adishem v'Chetzel Ochem, this is what Rabbi Yeshua says, and Rabbi Eleza says, Oy kulu Adishem, Oy kulu Ochem. So the Gemara says, in Psochim, Taf Samches on the base, the Gemara says, Vomer Rabbi Yechida, Ushnei Mikroi Echad Roshu, Kol Sofei Echad, Eim Yeratzeres Adishem Oy Kechad, Kol Sofei Echad, Eim Yeratzeres Tiyo Lachem, Rabbi Lezer Sova, Oy Kulu Adishem, Oy Kulu Lachem, Rabbi Yeshua Sova, Chalkiyu, Chetzi Adishem, Chetzi Lachem. Omer Rabbi Lozer, Hakel Midim Batzeres Min Alu Lachem, My time Yeim Shed Mito Biteiro, Omer Rabbi, Hakel Midim Bishabes Min Alu Lachem, My time Yeim Kroso Lashabes Him. So even Rabbi Lezer, who says that Kula Hashem and Kula Chem, but the Shabbos is made only by Yom. Why is it made by Shabbos? Because of Kosla Shabbos Inik. So the Kosla Shabbos Inik definitely implies that it has to be Chetzel Achem. Chetzel Achem. So the question is, so why does Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer is made only by Shabbos, that it has to be Chetzel Achem, because of Kosla Shabbos Inik. Now, if the posik of Kosla Shabbos Inik is Hashem Echubot, that his mentioned connection of Shabbos with Shabbos applies to Yom Tov as well. So Mimele Rav Lezer should say that by Yom Tov also he has to have Chetzi Elohim. So it's mashma from this Gemara. So it's mashma from this Gemara that Aloche Avinik and Kobet, these are mitzvahs that are peculiar to Shabbos, not to Yom Tov. As a matter of fact, some place that Kashe, This Gemara is a kashe against the Rambam, who says that the mitzvah of Einik and Kovet apply to Yom Tov as well. Now, so the Rambam is not difficult, because the Rambam can say Eino Chanami. Rebbe Lezer will say that the mitzvah of Einik and Kovet apply only to Shabbos, not Yom Tov. But Rabbi Yeshua, who says that even on Yom Tov there is a loche of Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Achem, he'll say that Einik and Kovet apply to Yom Tov as well. So that's a good teretz on the Rambam. But the Halachas Delis can say he's not Mishumet Lishitas Rambam. And from the Pashtus of the Roshna Gmore, it's Mashma, here in Psochim Daf Samaches, that the mitzvah of Einik and Kibbut apply only to Shabbos, not to Yom Tov. So Mimele, the Halachas Delis holds the click to Lachem Mishne only implies the Chiv of Lachem Mishne. That's a separate mitzvah. Not shleimis. Not shleimis. But why does one have to have shleimis and two shleimis? For the same reason that b'nei sachel there is a chiyuv to recite the brocha of ameitzi if possible. And shleimo rather than al pusa because of kovet brocha. So melan Shabbos, inasmuch as he is mechuyev to have two chalas. So because of kovet Shabbos, and shleimo involves kovet. So because of kovet Shabbos, he's mechuyev to have two shleimis rather than two pruses. But so that is a mitzvah only. That is only a mitzvah on Shabbos. But it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah on Yom Tov. So mele. But on Yom Tov. So there is some melee, but every other Yom Tov. But let's say on Shabbos. So we are mechuyev to have shleimis because of kovet Shabbos. But the mitzvah of kovet doesn't apply to Yom Tov. So in the Chaname, on Yom Tov, according to Halachas Delis, on Yom Tov there is no chiyuv to have two shleimis altogether. But if he wants to have two shleimis, fine. But Mashein Kim Pesach Night, so there is Halacha of Lachameini that he should have one person. He should have one person. And we have to say, according to to the halachas delays. Why is it that on Pesach night, if it's not on Shabbos, so one shleimo he has to have? So the reason is why he has to have one shleimo. So according to halachas delays, we have to say, as the Nitziv says in Mishivdobo, in regard to every Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because of the general halacha of Kavod Broche. So Mitzat Kavod Broche is not mechuyev to have two shleimes, only one shleimo. But on Shabbos, the halacha delays is made that he has to have two shleimes because of Kavod Shabbos. So maybe if Pesach night happens to be Friday night, so he also has to have two shleimes, and then he'll be mikayim the mitzvah. He'll be mikayim the mitzvah of Lachameini with the third matzah that is in Pusa. But if it's not Friday night, if it's in Mesachayim, so then he has to have one shleimo and one Pusa. So these are the three shittas. Now then Teisre says that gam hameitzi tzorech mivorech al Pusa. וכי משמע פרק יצחק מבורכי לקום הקוראים מפסח שמניח פרוסה בשיח השלימו וביצע פירש אפילו מנדום המבורך על השלימו ופיתרס הבסיסים מידל מפסח די מבורך על השלימו אלו רק פרוסה משום מה דעתי שלון ומניחו בשיח השלימו כדי שמירה שבוצע על השלימו ומשמע לנעמי ציקו המקמיים וקום הבשר אוכל אומר התחייה ברבי בשבס חי ברציע השני כקוריס שמליק תלכם משנה ויקטם מצד התחייה ברבי פרק או כיסו אל אוכל מיירו הוסום אחר פסח ואים אשר צורך שום מעץ השליש בשום אחר משנה וחי ברציע השני כקוריס ובשב מיום כם ולאב אוכל לא מהי בשום שום מצד התחייה וכי פסחה באו פדי צורך לרציע השני כקוריס ביום כם ואתם אפשר לכם משנה גרד ברבי יל יום וטבי וקושש שעון המספר ונבט וקדשתו ברחת היום ודשתו בזמן ואומר בימון בורחי בימון קיצ'י משמע ביום טוב ובימון ירית בקדש וכל הזמן אם נבוא שבס was more מקודש than the other יום טבי וכן הוא ימי כרב מנחם היווני ורב רב יום טב שהוא מבורחי מהקל על הפרוס oh, so that's the issue that the birkas המייצי and the birkas על החילו הסמצו are both recited over the פרוס אך ריו יום מבורך המיצי על השלימו ויהודר על החילס מצו על הפחוסו וביצע משתיים יחד סודרי יהיה מבורך המיצי על השלימו ויהודר על החילס מצו על הפחוסו וביצע משתיים יחד וכן עמד הבור וזה מן הגיירות וכך איסים על השליש הסקריחו כדמיקאי מיצי שוש Now, I mentioned last time that there is a third chitter. The Yeshem in the two, and that there is my name, mentions it in the name of the Rach. The Rabbon also mentions it in the name of the Rach. So the third chitter is, so in other words, the third chitter is that Hamritzi, Lechem Yoretz, is recited upon the Puso, and Lachilas Matzo is recited on the Shleim. And Achilles Matzo is recited on the Shleim. Now, so we have three shittas. One shittah is that both Hameitzi and Achilles Matzo are recited over the Puso. A second shittah is that Hameitzi